Ready? All right. Even though.
Even though.
That jerk.
How dare he be successful?
The nerve of him. He should not have done that. We were friends. Competitive friends. How dare he be successful? And think of me. I know he was being mean. You don't make that kind of money. And just be nice. It's true. Money's bad. Look what it's doing to me. And I don't even have my billion. Money brings out all the worst in us. It doesn't even have to be me. His money made me resentful. Made me positive. That my thought, that he's a jerk. That he's mean. That he's rubbing it in. That he's taunting me. That's my thought. It's got to be true. Well, I'm sticking to that. Because that's what I would have done. If I would have made it first. Maybe not.
Maybe.
I would have wanted to put money in his account. To encourage him. Maybe if I hit that level. I would feel so blessed. So humble. That in my darkest, quietest moment. I would think of somebody. That I was very deeply connected to. I would have picked. Maybe. At 3 a.m. The one friend. That could truly know me.
Nuh-uh.
He's a jerk. He wanted to wake me up. And make me feel bad. That's all he wanted to do. He set his alarm. To be awake at 3 a.m. To torment me. He's vicious. Conniving. A planner. It cannot be. That we are friends. At such a deep level. That no one else. Could really know him. The way I do. This really happened to me. And it feels terrible. It feels awful. He won. And that means I lost. That's what it feels like. And I don't like it. And then he called me. And I refused to receive that. That jerk. Offering me money. That's insult. On top of injury. There's no kindness there. There's no Christianity there. That's just mean. Taunting. And it didn't even work. If it taunted me,
seduced me,
angered me into my first billion, I could forgive him. But it didn't work. So of course it's sinister. And wouldn't it be nice if I stumbled into this room purely on accident to have peace. And it's true. I'm not going to catch up now. Even when I make my billion, he's going to be ahead of me. By a decade. I'm never catching up. That's so unfair. I'm never going to catch up. So wouldn't it be nice if I could make my billion just because it felt good? Even though I know when I start playing with really big money, other people are going to project their stuff on me, even a wife. So it's so convenient. I don't get the billion. I don't get the wife. I can play small. Then I won't taunt anyone. I really want to let this go. He got me. He's ahead of me. I cannot catch up. I will never catch up. He did it first. I want to be happy. I want to be wealthy. I want to be loved.
I
want to be generous.
I
want to be intelligent.
I
want to be kind.
Anyway.
No, I don't.
No,
he won.
It's
over.
I
should just give up.
I should just be angry.
Give him all my power. He got it all.
Fame and fortune.
He's probably married.
The annoying guy.
Why would I be cursed with a friend like this?
Must be a family curse.
Must be really old.
I'm pretty sure.
10 generations ago.
My grandfather
taunted his grandfather.
And I'm here
to let it go.
I didn't think it would be like this.
So wouldn't it be nice
if I spent my December
opening my heart,
questioning my mind,
and allowing
in
true prophet,
true prophet,
love,
prophet
in all relationships,
romantic,
and friendship,
true prophet,
goodwill.
With all my clients.
Financial profit.
Profit in health.
Profit.
Through every thought,
I allow myself
to hold.
Profit.
Emotional profit.
By feeling generous.
By feeling successful.
No matter how many zeros.
I want to take just 3 weeks.
To play.
In my own head.
In my own heart.
I don't even have to tell anybody.
And nobody here knows my last name.
So I could take 3 weeks.
To have a new mission.
To see.
To believe.
To speak.
To think.
As though I'm already.
Fully.
Completely.
Successful.
I want to notice my personal
success.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Over and over and over.
Where it's not a competition.
But it is an expansion.
It is profitable.
To me.
Through me.
By me.
For me.
And all around me.
I want to receive his phone call.
Differently today.
It wasn't a taunt.
It wasn't even a challenge.
It was a request for connection.
It must be overwhelming.
To do it as fast as he did.
And he was alone at 3 a.m.
Alone with his own thoughts.
And I don't really know what they were.
I don't really know what he was asking me.
But I'm pretty sure I didn't deliver it.
I want to deliver it now.
Every day.
For the rest of this month.
I want to deliver it to me.
Gratitude.
Appreciation.
Delight.
Possibility.
Celebration.
I want to see me,
as fully there.
Even though I know I'm not.
I want to align my thoughts.
My words.
My actions.
My desires.
My intentions.
With a very high level of success.
Not to prove anything.
Not to taunt anyone.
But just for the experience.
So I can get back on track.
With my life.
Not his life.
Not our grandfather's lives.
Not anybody else's life.
But mine.
I give myself permission.
To have a whole new experience.
Of me.
Okay, big breath.